Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where we talk everything wrestling. If you're listening live right now, the phone number to call is 319-527-6742. I will put you on the air unless you're a weird pervert, which I had called a couple of weeks ago. If you'd like to, you can email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling. Because I've got 1,000 things going on in my life, we really had to get this show put together late, and that's why we're on an hour later, because the U.S. soccer team, which is one of my favorite things in the absolute world, played tonight, so I pushed the show back, seeing how they will be posted later. Got it. Got all the wrestling shows squeezed into tonight, but it's been an awesome couple of days of wrestling. I think what I'm going to start with, because I always debate what I'm going to start with on the show. Can I start with Fastlane? I start with NWA back. No, I'm going to start with NXT TakeOver. For my money, the best pay-per-view consistent card in the history of wrestling. The hill I'm railing to die on. The reason I watch NXT is to get me to these pay-per-views. The reason I watch AEW is I love all the different storylines that work, that make sense. So that's a different context. WWE, don't watch Raw consistently or SmackDown only when we're getting near a new pay-per-view. Now, listen to the card happening on NXT TakeOver. This will kind of tell you how the show went on NXT tonight, which is still rumored after WrestleMania to start being on Tuesday nights, which makes me very happy because it's such a pain in the ass to squeeze in both shows. It should help ratings because people have to choose. Now, I'm never sure on this because I DVR both shows. I watch one live, and then I watch DVR the second one. Do they count your ratings on the shows that are taped? I've always wondered that. Anyways, if someone knows the answer to the question, please email me or tweet me. But I digress. Stand and Deliver, which is on April 7th and 8th. The first night is on the USA Network. The second night is on the Peacock, which I understand had a four-minute delay and the rewind was not working. So I'm a little frightened that I'm going to have to start watching the pay-per-views on Peacock. Now, don't get me wrong, I will. But I'm hoping they work out the bugs before I start watching this. It's still on the network enough. I don't think that WrestleMania will not be on the network. Actually, I don't think the second night is only going to be on Peacock, too. So we'll see how that works. But anyways, I digress. On night one, you have this. This is not the main event, by the way. Walter Ciampa for the NXT United Kingdom's Championship. That will be a absolute bloodbath. Walter is one of my favorite workers. I love watching him wrestle for the simple fact, nothing he does looks pretty, but everything he does looks effective. And Ciampa, who's got this interesting new look of the bald, gray old man, which if I didn't shave, because I have no hair on the top of my head, I would probably look exactly like him. Then you have the triple threat tag team match because Cody and Larkin had to give it up because of the shoulder injury. And you have MSK, which is Wesley Nash Carter versus the grizzled young veterans, James and Zach Gibson. And you have Phantasma, who is, they don't even have a Wikipedia page on those guys. But those are three. I would rather have just seen MSK versus the grizzled young veterans for the titles, but this still works out good. You have the gauntlet match, which next week we have a battle royal to decide who is going to be wrestling in the gauntlet match. You have 12 competitors. The last six will be in this gauntlet match. You have potential of these 12. You have Bronson Reed. You have Dexter Lumis. You have Kushida. You have Leon Ruff. You had Cameron Grimes, baby, straight to the moon. Austin Theory. Roderick Strong, L.A. Knight, Swerve Scott, Pete Dunne, Tyler S., and Jake Aldis. If I had to pick to these 12 before the Battle Royal, Pete Dunne, for some reason, even though I'd love to see Kushida and Johnny Gargano go for another hour of wrestling because they're just awesome to watch, that would be my pick there. And your main event, right now, best female wrestler in the world, Kushida, he's wrestling in the men's thing, Io Shirai versus Gonzalez. Gonzalez is on the fast track. I really like what I've seen from her. She's a bigger wrestler, which is what all women want to call them, but she's a bigger wrestler, strong wrestler. I mean, her and Rhea Ripley absolutely knocked the crap out of each other the last man standing match. I've got to get a new remote, by the way. That's definitely nothing that means anything. To anybody, I'm trying to pause something that I was watching. That is night one. Night two, and none of these are main events, the ones I'm going through. You have Jordan Devlin versus Escobar for the NXT Cruiserweight title. It will be a ladder match, just like the ladder match that Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels many, 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 many years ago did to unify the Intercontinental title. Then you have Johnny Gargano against the gauntlet, the winner of the gauntlet from night one. You have, this is not the main event, Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole, baby, in an unsanctioned match. And you have the main event, Finn Balor versus Cross. It'll be very interesting. I'm very disappointed that we're not going to see a live card because as far as I can tell, they don't have it listed yet, but as far as I can tell, this is still going to be in the Performance Center, so it's not going to be a typical takeover crowd. Of course, then again, we haven't had a typical takeover crowd in over a year since Portland, which I'm still bitter I did not go to, but that's here nor there. That is your stand. That is your NXT card or takeover. I might brag about it next week. That's how jacked up I'm about this card. I don't know if they'll add anything else, but we'll know more about the gauntlet next week. Now, to Fastlane. That was a I was not enthralled with the card. Now, truth be told, I was also watching the U.S. under 23 soccer team. My voice is going here. Trying to qualify for the Olympics, so I didn't watch it. I watched it on my iPad, and I had the soccer game on the big TV. your matches. Let's go to the matches. All right. Your pre-show was Matt Riddle, which they can't call. They don't call him Matt Riddle anymore, which I can't figure out. Understand why. Against Mustafa Ali. Riddle wins. Mustafa Ali is thrown out by the Reckoning, which I'm guessing is a good thing since we won't have the Reckoning anymore. You and Nia Jax and Baszler defeat Belair and Banks, who are now setting up for the big title fight in WrestleMania. Big E defeat Apollo Creed, that for the Intercontinental title. E's, of course, the champ. I don't think that is over yet. Strom versus Elias, because, quote, Shane McMahon was injured. Seth Rollins against Nakamura. I really actually like those two go again. That wasn't too bad. I thought the best match of the night was clearly Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. They beat the seven sheets of wind out of each other, if that made any sense. But, I mean, I know one's Scottish and one's English. But, man, they look like it was an old bar fight in Liverpool or something like that. You had Alexa Bliss defeating Randy Orton in a very bizarre match. Oops. Oh, come on. I'm sorry. I need to definitely get a new DVR. Anyways, and the main event, 30 minutes, you had Roman Reigns versus Bryan Daniels. Edge was the special enforcer. He got involved, of course, because the ref was knocked down. And now, after that match, you have the main event of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge. That's what it looks like the card is going to be for WrestleMania. It was not the most exciting card. We could have done without it, but since we have to get everything in play, you have to have everything. So you have night one, night two. So far, night one of WrestleMania, you have Sasha Banks versus Baszler. You have Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. That's sexy. And you have the Bunny versus the Miz. Well, you know how those always work out. These celebrity matches, sometimes they work. I think they're saving the big celebrity matches for L.A. and the next WrestleMania. And for night two, you have Roman Reigns versus Edge, probably Daniel Bryan. You have Asuka versus Rhea Ripley because Charlotte Flair tested positive for COVID. They're not sure if she's going to be involved. I could see her still get squeezed in there somehow. And then you have The Fiend versus Randy Orton in some bizarre, weird, burnt match. Unconfirmed, you still have New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos and Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. Now, another thing that happened this week is I'm excited, and every Tuesday on Fight TV, there's your plug. Of course, like my show's a plug. NWA is back. They had a pay-per-view, closed door, no fans, but the main event, Nick Aldis versus Stevenson. Nick Aldis won, of course. I'm not sure if this will eventually be tied in the AWA, but you did have Thunder Rosa losing to Kamal for the number one contender for the NWA Women's title, and that has been wrestled on AWA. Shayna D has the NWA title. Will it be? Will it happen on AWA? I'm starting to think no. I've actually talked myself out of my own answer, which is always fun to do. But I'm assuming that they will have the fight on NWA Power. I'm still hoping they get involved with AWA somehow. I still want a Cody Rose, Nick Aldis with a full crowd, mind you, match. I think it would be absolutely fabulous. If you're curious, the NWA title, women's title, has been around since 1935, which is a long time. Fabulous. And there's been some times it's vacant, but you had Fabulous Moolah own it for like 10 years and then go on and off. It's interesting looking through the history of this title, how many times it's been vacant. But I'm hoping that it gets wrestled on a proper main event on that. Now that we've got those shows taken care of, we can start talking about AEW Tonight. Now, it's interesting. I was looking at this. Now, I write down little notes as I'm watching the card, and then I get the, I'll go to a result on the interweb, and Forbes does a lovely write-up on, before I forget, I can't say his name. He's just released from WWE after, for some reason, they didn't like him because he can't wrestle or whatever. But I think he is going to AWA at some point. But if you ever want a good result, Forbes magazine, yes, that magazine, you know, the one that does all the money stuff, has a good write-up on ratings. Let's see. Dynamite viewership on YouTube. They have that, which has the highest rated, which has the lowest rated. But last week they had over 2 million views, down from 4 million views the first week. I'm sort of surprised because, they didn't have the, I'm sort of surprised because of all the great matchup by Thunder Rosa and, Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker had. But anyways, I digress. You had Kenny Omega beating Matt Sydal. A very good match. Hangman looks good. Now, if you watch BTE, because I like how BTE does have a little storyline with AWA. I got so many initials in my head. AEW. Storylines. I wonder eventually if Paige is going to get back with Young Bucks. Because you know that Kenny Omega, which you saw later in the show, basically has not just broke it off with the Young Bucks. So Good Brothers, Kenny Omega versus the Young Bucks, and Hangman Page, yes, please. That would be awesome. But he had a good match. You had Dr. Britt Baker talk crap to the crowd. And after her epic match last week, you had FTR and the Pinnacle have their first match with Spears and FTR versus the Young Varsity Blondes and Martin from the, what is his group that he calls? I'm so professional here. So I look at my notes, checks notes. Anyways. Anyways, they feel like the new Four Horsemen. They're called the Pinnacle, but they definitely feel like the new Four Horsemen. Anyways, I keep saying anyways, why not? It's my show. You got QT Marshall, who is going to have a exhibition match versus Cody Rose with Arn Anderson as a special guest referee. I hope that it feels for you old people, which would be me, there was a famous exhibition match between Bruno Sammartino and Bruno Sammartino and Larry Zbyszko is kind of what it feels like. You know, eventually you'll betray Cody Rhodes. Why, I don't know. You had the Lucha Brothers. By the way, the Lucha Brothers and the Young Bucks in a three and a six-man tag because they had the kid with the Lucha Brothers because the bastard is out for a week. No, several weeks with an ankle. But I could watch the Lucha Brothers and the Young Bucks in a match for hours. I could just put them on, run them a loop. That table match is still one of the great matches I've seen in years. But they did good. We had Rose versus the Brazilian Conte and Dallas. Conte, she looks like your niece, but she just whips ass. You had the definitely the and then you had Sheeta and and the Bunny get involved, so that's a tag team next week. And of course you had the main event, which is Silver versus Darby Allin. And I'm telling you, Silver looked good, Darby Allin looked good. Silver, if you look on his Twitter, got a nice knot on the back of his head from the match, but I thought it was a very good AEW card. It doesn't have to be spectacular every week, but the storylines make sense. Of course, Sting got involved with the rest of the boys, but too bad. Silver's just not ready to win the title yet. I'm not sure who they're going to have take the title off Darby Allin. I'm hoping he wrestles every week. I like when Cody Rhodes, and I don't think they're going to do this with Darby, but I like when Cody Rhodes was wrestling indie guys. Not necessarily every week, but it's fun to watch a indie guys get a chance wrestle, show what they got. Ricky Starks, that's how he made it. Eddie Kingston, that's how he ended up making it to AEW. So it is a good work. I almost wish they'd do something like that. No, according to Evolution and Dark, Evolution and Dark, they're supposed to do more of it, so I'm hoping they will. But we'll see where that goes. And, of course, the NXT show card tonight. You had the big, Gonzalez and Shirai tag team match, and that finished way you would think, with Gonzalez basically kicking Io's butt, but that should be a good match. This is a big match for Gonzalez. Being on the main event for a takeover, that's special. That I like where she's been going with this. Now, Dakota Kai, I'm still waiting for the jealousy part to kick in with her. Then you had the stare down between Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, which basically means it's officially that AEW. So many initials. Go to hell. Where was I going with this? I don't know. This is what happens when you talk a lot. But definitely, the Undisputed Era is over. Officially, can't see that working out anymore. They are having an unsanctioned match, which will be a great card. I mean, that in itself is the main event. It's interesting. Kyle O'Reilly, great tag team, had those epic battles with Finn Balor. And it kind of changed his trajectory. And I think I wish I could see more of that in the WWE. If you come up, you step up, or like John Silver for AEW, same thing. There's a guy who's just basically a comedy act, and him and Darby Allin tore the house down with a great main event, and you wouldn't have thought much of either of them to do what they did. I just like guys that get that chance and get that chance to showcase what they can do. I don't need a huge storyline to be invested in a match. For instance, John Silver, Darby Allin, 1 week build for the AEW television title. That's all I need. Oh, my God. How is Darby Allin not going to survive, by the way? I'm sorry. I'm just watching one of his back. His coffin drops are so freaking scary. But on to the rest of the card. They announced the triple tag team because Larkin, they had to vacate their match because of the separated shoulder. You had Killer Cross beating the absolute dog piss out of Larkin, which was a great match, and Finn Balor came out and talked about last week. Oh, and it was a very good night of wrestling that I ended up squeezing in, which I'm still quite proud of myself. So with that, I'm going to finish. I hope you have a good night. Our next show will be next Wednesday at 9 o'clock San Diego time, West Coast time, Pacific time. Please follow us. The phone number, you can follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling 1, or you can email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. This is David Chamberlain signing off. Talk to you guys later.